This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
A bill would change how the state charges kids as adults. In 2022, Pennsylvania's gambling revenue hit a record high again. The upcoming Philadelphia Flower Show will feature its largest ever garden displays. Finally, there's a robot man walking around Harrisburg. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Three state officials introduced a proposal last week that looks to change how kids are charged as adults in Pennsylvania, reports the Pennsylvania Capital Star. According to Senators Cameron Bartolotta, Vincent Hughes, and Anthony Williams, the way prosecutors are currently allowed to directly charge children as adults is full of disparities. On top of that, it increases recidivism, or the tendencies of a convicted criminal to reoffend. The three's proposal would require that all cases against children originate in juvenile court. Additionally, the final call would be left to a juvenile court judge, although some cases could still be charged as adults. This bill, according to the senators, will, quote, reduce recidivism, control costs, make our community safer, and allow all young people to grow and change in an environment designed for them. Further information regarding this proposal remains pending. Pennsylvania's gambling revenue hit a record high last year, reports the Tribune Review. Again. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board revealed that slots, table games, sports wagering, and the like racked up a total amount of $5.21 billion for the state. In 2021, the board reported a total revenue of $4.73 billion, then a record as well. This makes for a combined tax revenue of $2.21 billion, with online gaming and slots hitting the biggest jackpot. The only gambling category that shrunk was fantasy leagues, which saw a drop in revenue of nearly 24%. The 2023 Philadelphia Flower Show will feature the largest garden displays it's ever had in its 194-year history, states Philly Voice. Several exhibitors will build gardens that stretch up to 2,900 feet, giving attendees what Pennsylvania Horticultural Society creative director Seth Pearsall calls, quote, a cohesive and fully immersive experience. This year's theme is called The Garden Electric and is meant to represent the thrill people get from giving or receiving flowers. This year's show runs from March 4th through the 12th. There's a robot man walking around the streets of Harrisburg, says Penn Live. His name is Glitch, and even though he's actually a still anonymous guy walking around dressed up as a robot, most people are treating him more as a machine than a man. According to Glitch, who went viral after a video of him rollerblading circulated online, the majority of people get a kick out of him, doing the robot dance with him, talking to him in beep-boop speak. Some residents even started a Glitch Facebook page that tracks his travels and shares inspiring messages. Says Glitch, quote, a couple weeks ago I was just messing around and then it just turned into something, so I'm just going along for the ride. Happy Friday! And to keep up with all the latest headlines, drop by PennLive.com. And if you can, please take the time to rate this podcast and to leave it an honest review. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and I'll see you all for another week of Today in a PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.